Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Daniel is driving tonight on a plane. Sir Ralph is bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We have a great visit with Kathy Perry, one of the world's experts on social media, all things social media. I encourage you to go to her website, KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Check it out. See all the things that she does for her customers, including me. I'm one of her customers. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Social media and interacting with businesses on social media.
Well, you know,
is that changing?
Expectations of the customer, and I'm sure you wrote about this in your book, Age of the Customer. You know, the customer's expectations are pretty instantaneous now. They want answers and results pretty immediately.
Yep.
And so, you know, but social media has changed the way we interact with our customers so much that now, you know, when you go online and you make a post, you have to be very responsive to that. And we've seen how it can be a PR nightmare for businesses.
What do you mean responsive? You mean somebody makes a comment, I gotta come right back and follow up with them?
Pretty much. If you don't keep your hand on that, you could end up having a disgruntled customer who starts making other posts that because they don't feel you're being responsive.
So you think that they said something nice as bait to see if you would have fun with them, if you'd hang out with them, if they could get you to legitimize their and let them have 8 seconds of fame by hanging out with a business owner. If you don't respect that, then they come back and nail you.
You know, they can. You know, I think that, you know, obviously the PR nightmares are kind of like what we saw happen with United Airlines.
Right, but they caused that.
You know, because so many people captured it on video and it went viral.
That was self-inflicted, though.
It was self-inflicted. But that's kind of how, you know, we have to be so aware of how it affects everything. So we can't avoid it. We can't avoid the negative PR. We can't avoid anything that's happening because people are talking. And I had a situation with one of my clients. I was doing damage control on social media because they didn't understand the relevance of the conversation. And I was constantly having to, you know, make sure that I educated the client on how we had to respond on social media. So it's something that I think people, small businesses tend to think that they don't have to pay attention to it.
Well, see, this is part of the myth of that it doesn't cost anything.
Yes. Yes,
there's one other thing in here, Kathy. I encourage people to not, if they're not social media inclined, to find somebody to run their social media for the business. You help them do that. However,
of the customer still has to come through.
That's the thing.
Everything that you're doing.
That's the thing is that sometimes the people you hire shouldn't be the ones to respond because if they're 20 something and the person on the other end is older, then you know it's just that the business owner, the culture, the expectations of the customers from the business need to align, and you got to be careful with that part of it, don't you?
You absolutely have to. And you know, the other thing is you have to manage the expectation of the consumer a lot better because they are so used to getting instant access, and even on the weekends, they're expecting. 24/7 coverage of whatever product or service it is. And when a business is closed on the weekend and they're not checking, it impacts the consumer because they're so used to like an Amazon or, you know, a major company being responsive to them no matter what hour of the day or night. So it's, you know, the instant access has, you know, really impacted the whole culture of how we're interacting with businesses.
And customers aren't being difficult. They just have this new power and they like it.
Yes, they do like it.
And it's changing, as you say, it's changing their expectations.
That's right.
And
expectations are what determine that relationship you have with the customer.
That's exactly right. Hey, Kathy, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Give us the website again, please.
KathyPerry.com.
All right, folks, so check that out. Hey, Kathy, good job. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.